Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
We are on a high right now because we played football this morning.
Yes.
And we had the comeback of the century.
Yeah.
Comeback of the century.
It's pretty awesome.
We were down like 6-1, I believe, at one point.
Yep.
And we worked our way back.
Yeah.
If we can do it, WWE can do it. And they need to work their way back to where we enjoy watching the show.
I don't think they have our integrity.
No.
I don't think they have our determination.
No.
And I don't think they can throw and catch footballs like we do.
We'll see, XFL. We might as well just cut right to that rumor slash, you know, it's between news and rumors because who knows what can change. But
I was going to bring it up for this because it's the NXT podcast and we need stuff. No, I was.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have, you know, we need stuff to talk about.
But the XFL.
Yeah.
Coming to Houston, Texas.
I think they actually had a press conference this morning.
About it?
Yeah.
So maybe it's news. Hey, I hope it is because that other alliance, like National Alliance Football League or whatever
right.
that is. That's also opening. That's also a new league
right.
that Dick Ebersol's son is doing. So they come up with this, I don't know, this documentary where it talks about Dick Ebersol and Vince McMahon and how they partnered for XFL.
Yep.
Now they're both doing their own leagues?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't understand.
No, they didn't do it today.
There's no room for an extra football league in America.
No.
Now they're doing two of them
yeah.
separately.
Well, and the thing about the, what is it, the Alliance of America?
Football, yeah, something like that.
They're doing this, they're making the same mistake that all the other leagues do, which is they're just taking all the NFL rejects who suck.
Right.
Matt Sims,
yeah.
Christian Hackenberg, all these shitty Jets quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Remember, Matt Sims was a Jet.
Of course.
And it's just like, yeah, like, again, I'm not taking credit for this because this was someone else's idea online. They should be taking college players. That like aren't going to necessarily be in first round, like, you know, first round draft picks that kind of need the money right away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look,
like take them 1 or 2 years out of college, a year before they can go to the NFL.
You need to go get people like that. It's the only way. That's yeah. what the USFL did.
Right.
They didn't have any money.
Why would
and they said, hey, anybody, you can't go to the pros because you're too young. Come play with us.
Yeah.
We don't have this rule. And you might as well play and get paid decent money than stay in school.
Like I read, like it was a big deal when I think Mike Singletary is the coach of the Memphis team for the Alliance League
yeah.
or whatever, and they got Christian Hackenberg, and they were so excited. No one's gonna want to watch Christian Hackenberg.
No, but he'll dominate this league. I would have to guess.
Well, Brooks Bollinger won the
dominated.
It was like the UFFL or something.
Another weird one that started.
That only lasted a little bit. He won their Super Bowl and was their MVP.
Well, Tommy Maddox was the MVP, then went on to play in the NFL.
XFL. Right.
So, the guy that we know that used to work at WWE that's now like head of recruiting or something for Memphis, they held an open tryout.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's an open tryout, I got to at least go. I don't think
sure.
they'll take people like us, obviously, but... We got to at least go.
It would be fun for sure.
I mean, we'll be dropping touchdowns all over that field. I'll tell you that much. I
yeah.
promise you that. And we show our personality after we score and our passion. They
exactly.
might be like, hey, you know what? We're not going to have great talent in this league anyway, so we might as well.
We'll cut a promo.
Bring the Brothers of Bash.
Yeah, Washington, D.C., Tampa, Seattle, St. Louis, New York, Los Angeles, Dallas, and Houston. Smart to do St. Louis because they don't have a team. But I'm sure all those people are still Rams fans. But.
It's probably not smart to do Houston because the pro teams are fair weather fans. You know what I mean? Like the Oilers were a great historic franchise. And the minute they were bad for like 5 seconds, no one came to the games. No one was like,
yeah.
you know what? Pack it up.
But the Astrodome sucked.
Pack it up. It's still an Astrodome. It's still
but NRG still sells out pretty much. It's still always packed.
I don't know. When the Texans start losing, man. Like when they start losing,
they
sell out because... Of
they still
the corporate shit.
They but still pack it.
I don't they know. Do. It's when they're bad, I don't know, they start going Aggies, Longhorns.
Every team has fair weather fans that, you know, they're just
yeah.
not real fans. But
I just don't know. I mean, if anyway, well.
The Jets don't sell tickets when they lose. The Jets have an empty stadium right now when they lose.
Yeah, but at least they're still in New York. So if like. You know, to try to fill a 60,000 person stadium
yeah.
when you've got 20 million people in your city,
right.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll still sell enough to stay alive, you know?
Sure.
But I don't know about Houston. We'll see.
Yeah. So NXT this week was filmed in San Jose State University.
Why not?
These matches were actually filmed 2 days before TakeOver War Games.
Okay.
Which gives it an interesting play on the Lars Sullivan Keith Lee match, because obviously they filmed their match, and then 2 days later at TakeOver, you know, they filmed their, like, you know, their little confrontation,
right?
Which aired last week.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you have to get creative when you're not doing live shows.
But again, it's a TV show, so as long as you send, you give it to me in the correct
order.
That's
the only thing. That's the only one. Bad thing about NXT, the fact that it's not live and a lot of stuff gets spoiled.
Everything,
I mean, we're not going to mention it, obviously, but there's a couple things that were spoiled.
Couple big things, yeah.
And one of them's like crazy. Like, right. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not going to spoil it, obviously, but it just sucks that it got spoiled for us.
Right.
But yeah. So first
love
off,
to talk. We should only talk about those two things that happened.
I know.
And have a great podcast, but we got to wait.
Yeah,
those are definitely things that are going to be on TV.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah. Because then if we talk about it now, we're not going to, what are we going
to
do?
Nothing to talk about then.
So we kick things off with Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan versus the Mighty.
And I got to tell you something. You know, you've got the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
EC3, the top 1%. The undisputed error. Oney Lorcan.
Oh no! A lot of them competed in the San Jose at San Jose.
They just
didn't air those matches.
Even the Mighty have a name, and and like I just Oney Lorcan.
Oh, no. Of course, they need a name.
And
Danny
Burch. I don't know. I still get these guys. They're two guys that have just trunks. They're wearing their underwear, and they're okay in the ring.
They're good. No, they're really good, especially Lorcan. I really like Lorcan, but the problem is, just like anything else, they have no personality.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
I'm sorry. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, remember,
they had a great match at TakeOver against the Undisputed Era.
They did.
You know?
I give a lot of credit to the Undisputed Era, kind of.
They're really good. They're really good in the ring. But again, they just have no personality.
They sell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when Undisputed Era takes a move, they're like, ah, you know what I mean?
Especially O'Reilly.
O'Reilly's the best.
O'Reilly's
seller.
The best.
He's the best.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when these guys get hurt, they just get hurt.
Right.
That's why I haven't given up on Keith Lee just yet. Like, I don't get what he is, but he's got a decent personality. So let's see what he can do with it, you know?
Right.
And after watching this match today, he could do some moves for a big guy.
Yeah, but should he be doing those moves?
Why shouldn't he be doing those moves?
Nah, they just don't look good on
when
someone
Big
his
Show
size.
Goes off the top ropes. You're like, holy shit!
I hated it. When he did that fucking elbow drop.
When you can, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll talk about it. But yeah,
this was a 10-minute match.
Impressed.
It had a clever ending. The Mighty lifted up Lorcan for the Thunder Valley finisher, but Burch tackles Shane Thorne, and Lorcan sunset flips Miller into a roll up for the win.
Yeah.
And then after the match, the Mighty attack Lorcan and Burch from behind, leaving them laid out in the ring.
Yep.
Again, it's, you know, it was a fine match. It's hard to care about these guys because they're both going nowhere.
Right.
Neither of these teams are going to ever win the tag titles. They've both had chances.
I just didn't think when in a one-hour show you need filler. Mm. Like, I don't know. I just trying to think. Have a tornado tag. Throw in heavy machinery. Or I don't know, something. You know what I mean? Have something else that keeps us entertained because you can. It's like you have a pay-per-view every week.
It's just tough because, again, this was like a house show that became an episode of NXT.
But if you throw in heavy machinery and have a three-way tag, it doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
And you're adding something that could be cool to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, again, I wish they would have aired that Halloween Battle Royal. I mean,
that was amazing.
That.
But the reason they can't is because it was so silly.
Yeah.
That you're almost like, that's too indie.
It was. Because Cash Asono was using his T-Rex head as a weapon, and people were selling that.
They were selling getting eaten.
But
by
still,
a T-Rex.
I wanted to see the
Is
whole thing.
Is it a man?
Yeah.
Or T-Rex?
Mighty. They lay out Lorcan and Burch again. They'll just keep having a few matches, and it'll go nowhere. Unfortunately,
sure. I thought the Profits, Street Profits, were going to come interfere.
Oh sure, why not?
You know. But that didn't happen.
No, thank God.
Could have thrown them in this match. It would have been more
entertaining. I don't know. Nah, heavy machinery.
I took it too far.
Yeah, you did. Earlier today, Kairi Sane answered questions from TMZ with...
Again.
no. With Dakota Kai mm-hmm. and Io Shirai next to her. I have it ready.
Okay. Oh. Sorry. Okay.
We talked about this.
Oh my God.
It was your idea to do this.
I know. I don't know why. It just came out. It just came out.
You son of a bitch.
It's one of the funniest things we do.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking just now. I just was like, again.
Yeah.
I hear her name, and that's what I associated with it, to your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the first reporter mentions it looks like Kyrie got her shoulder up in the last fall of her match against Baszler at War Games.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about. It really didn't look like that she really did that much. Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Kyrie says, the referee's call is final, but I'm not finished with Shayna. And they put a leather jacket on Kyrie here.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess to make her look tough.
I don't know.
But that's not her gimmick. Her gimmick is someone who cosplays as a stupid pirate. So Dakota came to Kyrie's aid because she hates Baszler and decided to even the odds.
Yeah.
And Shirai helped Kyrie because apparently they're best friends. And here, I'm going to play Io Shirai here because it's ridiculous. I'm going to protect for Kyrie.
For Kyrie. But even Kyrie didn't make sense. The first thing she said was something like, I am not good or something. It was like...
And then they hug. Like, they're acting like, again, like, it's like AJ Styles. Like, oh, you lost your title. It's like your baby died. Like, no, it's, you know, it's a title. I know you take it seriously, but they're all hugging and it's super emotional. Kyrie then says, we want all three. Shirai says all three, and Dakota says all three. So, you know, we said this. Obviously, they're going to have the three-on-three match at some point.
Next week? I mean, why not, right?
Well, they usually announce it, so.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is coming next week, but I don't know. I guess the good girls win because it's not for the title.
Just to give them something.
Kyrie some little revenge that ultimately means nothing.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought there was something else I was going to say about this, but I forgot. I don't know. It was just putting her in a freaking leather jacket, like, oh, she's tough now. Like,
well, and Dakota not. Kai, like, what is... She was so afraid of Shayna during that little weird feud.
Because she was alone.
Oh, but now she's got friends.
Now she's tough.
I feel like they could... I feel like they might let Dakota Kai beat Shayna now.
No way. No way.
What changed?
Yeah. Anyway. Next up, we have EC3 versus Marcel Bartel.
Yeah, good to see EC3.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry.
Marcel Bartel.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Good to see EC3 back.
You're right.
Still kind of a face, I guess.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, because he's going up against the Nazi soldier.
Right, right.
Who, again, once again, Bartel outshined his opponent, just like he did to Keith Lee.
Yeah.
This guy is really good.
Yep.
However, EC3 gets the win with the one percenter.
Sure.
After the match, EC3 grabs a mic to warn Bobby Fish that he's coming for him. I like that Bobby Fish is going to have like a mini feud here.
Yeah.
You know?
With a top guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. This feels, I forgot. Oh, damn it. I tried to remember EC3's name before in NXT.
Oh, I don't know.
I always forget it because it's such a weird name too. But I feel like that they're doing that like he was going up, 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 up. Now he's flatlined, and now he's feuding with tag teams, like single guys and tag teams.
Well, you got Cole feuding with Ricochet. You know, Riley and Strong are the tag champs. They're feuding with War Machine, and then now Fish has a feud with
EC3. I guess Fish needs a feud, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just, EC3 is like a guy who needs a title. He's so good.
Right.
Again, if Undisputed... turn him face and not...
If Undisputed Era is, you know, getting called up soon, they might lose all these matches and then they get called up. Who knows?
Yeah, true. I just feel like his face turn was for nothing. There's no reason for it. Like, you turn a guy face like that, you need to have a title on him quick.
Well, we always say when it's a face turn with no reason, you know, there was no reason for his face turn. There wasn't a thing. He was just backstage and he was being nice to fans.
Yeah, that was it. Turn.
Like, hey, dope suit. And he was like, dope shirt. And that one guy was like, Oh my God. The guy was like 30 and he was like jizzing in his pants just because EC3 like looked at him.
Hey, he died for our sins.
Right. I mean, we've seen Eric do that. So that's, you know, that's fair.
All the time.
Earlier this week, Candice LeRae arrives at the Performance Center, but TMZ tries to ask her if everything's okay because she snapped last week in her match with Nikki Cross. Except she really didn't.
No.
She just put her in the Gargano escape.
And they're still doing this on camera. Like, make sure you show the phone.
Right.
No. Nobody cares. I don't like how they try to add stupid stuff like that to a blank screen.
Yeah.
Here. They're just... Nope.
Chasing her down. Candace doesn't say a word, and she walks inside the building. Dun, dun, dun.
Candace, right, TMZ, listen. Nope.
NXZ.
NXZ. That'd be hilarious. That's what they should do. NXT.
Yeah. So that was kind of dumb. Next up, we have Vanessa Bourne versus Mia Yim.
Yeah.
Mia wins with Enzo's finisher, which Vanessa Bourne sold very well. But other than that, the match was boring. Still not impressed with Mia Yim.
I'm not getting Mia yet. I'm not getting it. Sorry.
And Vanessa loses every match.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But next up, we have a backstage promo from The Ciampa. Basically telling you, I told you so. I told you that I would be the baddest SOB in the company. I'm the greatest sports entertainer. And next week, when Goldie and I make their way to the ring, I expect the NXT universe to follow my lead. Mm. So
we'll see what that means.
You know, he's going to cut a promo.
Yeah.
Maybe someone will interrupt him.
Sure. Who's never his next feud is.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
A lot of times they let them do their victory promo after TakeOver and no one interrupts them. But
we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Because now it's...
More Ciampa.
Yeah. I mean, you have like a full 8 weeks or so before, you know, the next TakeOver. So,
yep.
Yeah. But for the main event, we have Keith Lee versus Lars Sullivan. It was mostly a super slow-mo match.
It was.
Lee had a few close pinfalls on Lars. And, you know, he had some spots that... You know, yeah, it's athletic, and
these guys are big guys.
I like Lars's headbutt off the top rope or the second rope, whatever he does.
Keith Lee doing his out of the ropes like spin corkscrew. Side spin thing, like that's cool. That's hard to do for a guy that big for anybody. You're not impressed, all right?
No, I mean he can do it. Yeah, I mean
it was pretty cool.
All right, I guess you liked it.
You don't want to see a big guy do cool stuff like that?
I think it looks silly when they do it.
Really?
Yeah. Because then later he tried a moonsault and he didn't get that much air. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he still got all the way over.
He did.
That's impressive, man. I don't know.
You know.
Look, it's different when Big Show is doing an elbow off the second rope and they try to act like it was a big deal. This guy's doing moonsaults.
Vader's was better.
He's 500 pounds.
They acted as if like no one's ever done that. Vader was bigger and he did it better.
Sure. Sure.
But all right, fine. He could do it. Fine.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So at the end, he goes for a moonsault off the second rope, but misses. Lars immediately hits the freak accident for the win.
And you're right. You know, they're pushing Lars. They're acting like Lars has never lost, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But it takes a lot for him to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's like he's only lost, I think, one singles match.
I'm guessing they had to have had plans for him to hold the title until Ciampa happened.
Maybe.
You know? And they're like, Ciampa's too good. I mean, he's too good.
I mean, they never give the monsters the titles, title. Though. Look never. At Braun. They can't give give Braun the title.
Why?
I don't know. Because Brock Lesnar, that's why. I don't know. I didn't think he was going to lose because they're showing promos on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna lose in NXT while they're doing these promos. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why I didn't see that.
Yeah, man, it's a good point.
But Keith Lee... I have this funny feeling that Keith Lee is going to be like the next Funkasaurus.
Hey, I liked Funkasaurus for the 3 minutes he was in the WWE.
What?
Come on. He was dancing.
No.
He got Prince Albert involved with him.
Oh, yeah.
And they were the Funkadelics. And they were moving and shaking. No, it was awful.
That was the only good part was when Naomi and I forgot the other one's name. She's gone now. No, but they would touch butts.
Butt touch.
That was the best part.
And they go,
yeah.
No, whatever. I mean, it's...
No, he's totally the next Funkasaurus.
Yeah, he probably is.
You know, Funkasaurus is now on Fox?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a main analyst on Fox.
He's the main, yeah. Like, he has his own show.
But it's about, like, financial shit again. Like, it's not necessarily... It's like politics and finance.
It is. There's a lot of politics
in
it, too.
It's crazy, yeah. This is his gig now.
It's so weird.
This is his gig. He was on TNA, like, 5 minutes ago, and now he's doing this.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm proud of you, bro. I always liked him as a... Like, I thought he was a good...
Well, all he did was dance.
He's someone that they didn't have to send away. He's a big guy that could do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I throw him in there with some of the guys that you're like, why did they leave? And they're morons still in the WWE that we don't like.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Keith Lee, when he goes to the main roster, he'll be tagging with No Way Jose.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Book it. You heard it here first.
Mark it right now.
Yeah.
Who was your worst dress for NXT?
Mia.
Mia?
Yeah.
I had Kairi Sane in the leather jacket.
Yeah, that was bad.
Best dressed?
Vanessa Bourne looked pretty nice.
Correct.
I liked her whole outfit.
Yeah, I told you,
she's,
man.
She's pretty hot.
She's it's kind of like
in those fishnets.
Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. I've always liked Vanessa Bourne.
Yeah.
Worst moment, Kairi and friends.
100%.
Yeah. And then best moment.
Anytime you put Ciampa on and give him a microphone and let him talk.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Right. Yeah. And now it's time for some NXT news. And we have a lot this week, mainly because of Lars Sullivan. But we'll get to that at the end.
Sullivan.
So Kairi Sane contracted hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Yeah,
I hate just saying that. It just sounds gross.
Hand, foot, and mouth.
And like, so you, it's like you put your foot in your mouth.
Well, so this is how you get it. Like, you know, like if you like bite your toenails or like you're touching your feet and then you eat. I believe that's how you
get it. Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
No, they call it that for whatever reason and it sucks. Like, just call it like HFM. What do you have? HFM. But yeah, it's pretty gross. Kind of like epitigo. It's one of those diseases.
Oh, isn't
where
it's like eczema,
it just
right?
Sounds like, yeah, it's kind of like just sounds like you're dirty. Like, yeah. You're nasty.
Yeah,
you nasty.
She tweeted on Monday, the fever has gone down, but my hands, feet, and mouth have a mysterious eczema.
Yep.
Yeah, that's gross.
You're nasty.
All right, well, hopefully she's better now, because that was Monday. Also, a few months ago, a picture of Zelina Vega and Aleister Black showed up on the internet, and it showed Aleister kissing her head. So we were like, all right, is this Photoshop?
It looked
probably
Photoshop, but I said, hey, look what happened. And you were like, nope.
Yeah, no
way. Probably
because
you were thinking with your heart.
I guess.
No way.
But then on Thanksgiving, Zelina posted a video on Instagram of her shadow boxing with Aleister. So we're like, all right, well, maybe they are a couple, but surely they'll break up soon.
Yeah.
Well, now Wrestling Inc. and a bunch of other websites are reporting that the two recently got married.
No! Oh, no, Andrew.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Andrew.
Oh, no.
Well, you have any tattoos? You didn't go get tattoos. That's on you.
I guess.
She loves tats.
Shit.
How many tats did Austin Aries have? Do you have a lot, too?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
If he was a little guy, at least Aleister's a medium guy.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're going to be okay? You're going to make it through? Zelina Vega.
I mean, I already sent her some. I told her I was disappointed.
Yeah?
Yeah. She hasn't responded.
Does she still get dick pics from you? Or do you feel betrayed?
I don't know. We'll have to see how I feel.
Okay.
Maybe she doesn't get the pleasure of that anymore.
Mm.
Maybe she doesn't deserve it. You want to do this
she
to me, Zelina?
She doesn't.
Then fine. You're not going to get those anymore.
Mm.
All right?
You're out.
It's on you.
Sorry.
Your move, Zelina.
He's your move. Oh, man. It's too bad.
I guess I'll have to pick someone else now. Who's still available?
Vanessa Bourne.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Why not? Is she? I don't know. We don't know if she is.
Who knows?
I think Lacey Evans married.
Really?
Yeah, she has a kid and everything.
Oh, man.
So,
damn.
No Lacey Evans.
Yeah.
But now it's time to get through the Lars Sullivan stuff, and there's a lot.
Man. So how much of this is confirmed? Like, you checked
the message
boards?
I have the confirmed stuff. Yes, I did all the research.
Okay.
Lars Sullivan's past has come back to bite him in his huge ass. It's been revealed that Lars, a.k.a. Dylan Miley, that's his real name, used to post on bodybuilding.com's message boards featuring racist, sexist, and homophobic content. The posts were from 2007 to 2011. Mm. One thread was Lars responding to someone calling MVP and R-Truth ex-criminals. Lars called the guy racist for calling them criminals. But when the other poster revealed himself to be black, Lars responded, oh, you're black? No wonder all you can do is copy and paste.
Oh, he defends racism. And then is indeed racist.
But what is that? All you can do is copy and paste.
Like, I don't
know. You're too dumb?
I guess.
Okay.
Like you're too dumb because you're black.
So that was the racist part. He also took a shot at Philip Rivers, calling him a crybaby bitch and is extremely gay. He said Rivers is extremely gay.
Yeah.
And then he said most of California, especially Southern Cal, is gay. Fits well. Hell, Philip is a gay name in itself. So that's the homophobic stuff. Then in 2011, Lars claimed he got with Ronda Rousey back in 2005. Ronda was 19 at the time. Lars was 18 or 19, depending on when the alleged hookup may have happened.
I mean, before they were famous, they were both... I mean, I could see it.
Who knows? I'm not going to, you know, we're not going to say like, oh, yeah, that's... But
no, not at all.
I don't know.
You can't.
You know, he said a lot of
so
crazy
many
stuff.
People say they've been with celebrities because it gives them notoriety.
Right.
Even if it's false, you can't really disprove it.
You think Ric Flair was with Halle Berry? You know, because he claimed that a couple years ago and Halle Berry denied it.
I think he like... So, it's like, you know my Britney Spears story?
No.
Where I did the fall in front of her at Jerry's Famous Deli?
I don't know.
It all the time. So we sat down and talked for like 30 minutes?
With Britney Spears.
You don't remember this?
No.
She comes into Jerry's Famous Deli after one of our improv shows in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh my God, guys, I have to do one of my pratfalls in front of her. So I'm going to leave, come back in, look for you guys. You guys are going to yell. I'm going to yell back. Then I'm going to take out a table right in front of her. Like, oh my God, this is going to be epic. So I do that. I go, guys, guys. And then right next to her table, like I fall, take out a table and a chair and this diner. It was like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And she was there with like a couple of her groupies, you know, or not groupies, like posse, whatever.
Right.
And entourage. And so I get up and I go, oh my God, I just fell in front of Britney Spears. So she's like, come on, sit down. She knew I was messing around. So we talked for, I want to say 30 minutes, and then she waved all my friends over, and we're all just talking. Now, at the time, I was 22, and she was 17.
Yeah.
So let me just first put that out there.
Uh-huh.
But my friends were like, ask for her number. What are you doing? She's totally into this. I was like, no, she's Britney Spears. But again, she was barely famous and a teenager.
Like Hit Me Baby One More Time
and
just
when,
came out?
Yeah, like a little bit after that. And when you're, what was I, 20, what did I say, 22, 23? You know, when you're 23, you think you're 30.
Right.
And you think this is a baby. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then when she was walking out, my friend's like, if she looks at you, you fucked up because she wanted you. And right before she leaves, she looks one more time and waves. And they were like, dude, you messed up. So I could have been Kevin Federline. I totally missed my chance.
What's the age of consent in California?
I don't know. But my point is like, I bet something like that happened in the Ric Flair, Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I could have, so I did. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to tell everyone I did.
Right.
And no one would think anything of it. You can think what you want.
I just think you would have to be a wrestling fan. And it doesn't, you know, I don't think Halle Berry is. I mean, I could be wrong.
I think Ric Flair has the level of charisma. And then, you know, your Halle Berry, maybe she was young, right?
He's not a good looking guy. He never was.
But he was a built guy. If you're looking at him on the street, and what? We're talking 30 years ago, probably, right?
Yeah.
When she was a young up-and-coming actress, they're at a Hollywood party. Everyone's like Ric Flair. And he's super popular. I mean, hell, Billy Joel had like the three hottest models of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, but everyone knew who Billy Joel was.
No, I think she knew who he was. Maybe. But look, I don't want to put truth to it because we don't know.
Right.
But I can see where it would have maybe happened because he was so popular and very built.
Yeah, that's true. Another thread Lars Sullivan posted was titled, Is Legitimate Rape versus Illegitimate Rape a Real Thing? He said, not a troll thread, just a thought. And the thought is that there's a gray area when it comes to sexual intercourse and rape. There's 100% complete consensual sex when a woman will rip off her clothes and jump on you. Then there's levels that don't quite reach 100% consent. Most women like men to take control. At one point is too much control. I'm not insinuating that the politician who spewed the nonsense about women controlling when they get pregnant by switching it off in their brain is right. He's a complete moron. But the fact is there is a gray area when it comes to the definition of rape. So just a lot of stupid, you know, you shouldn't be posting any of this stuff, but I guess he didn't know he was going to be a wrestler.
If you're having a conversation with a friend and you want to say something like that, just to have a conversation, just have an interesting conversation. Okay, maybe, I don't know, right? But like, you don't post things like that online that are just that statement, right?
Yeah.
Like just that statement.
Right.
Because you take that out of context completely.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, he thinks there's no level. No, rape is rape.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what he's doing. He's just a guy that posts stupid shit.
Again, yeah.
How is he still around? These things are pretty, I don't know, they're borderline. Shit.
Look at the Randy rumors. No one cared.
All right. True.
You know. But he also said, this might be the worst one. He also said, KFC is for lower class people. You're making a wise choice by avoiding that piece of crap place. KFC has been a major sponsor of WWE for many years now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Rick, they've all been the colonel.
They've all been the colonel. Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
You can't do this. That's the worst one out of all of them.
Right.
Fucking with the sponsor.
But again, this came out before last week's Raw and SmackDown. They still showed the video packages, so it seems like he's fine.
All right.
He's not going to be punished.
I wonder if it's a work at all.
Just
making him sound mean or bad or...
Yeah. This is also about Lars, but it's nothing like bad like that stuff. But back in 2009, WWE Magazine published a fan letter from Dylan Miley, Lars himself.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And it was titled, "My Girlfriend Dumped Me Because I Love WWE." He said, "I was the high school football jock, and she was the very sexy 5'4", 120-pound cheerleader. We were together for 2 years and matched up perfectly. We both liked sports. I attempted to get her into WWE by bringing her to live events. She didn't like them, but they were my treat, so she came anyway. I would go to her high school volleyball games. That was our compromise. The only thing that tore us apart was my obsession with wrestling and her dislike of big, oily men smashing each other with steel chairs. Things finally came to a head when I traveled to New York City for ECW's One Night Stand in 2005. Her birthday fell on a day of the trip. Of course, she took it as an insult. She said, 'If you go, then it's over.' Honestly, I didn't care because I was never going to miss One Night Stand. After I returned home, I tried to smooth things over. I even gave her a present for her birthday. It was an ECW shirt. We haven't spoken since." So I just thought that was kind of funny that he was in WWE Magazine. And there's a picture of him, and of when he was like a teenager.
I'm just going to tell you something.
Still pretty ugly.
Let me tell you something, kids. First of all, I mean, that story is just hilarious, right?
Yeah.
Like WWE broke up, and that was back in when?
He said this was in 2005. The article was 2009, but he said this happened in 2005.
Yeah.
Which was also the same year he allegedly hooked up with Ronda Rousey.
I'm not going to comment anything Lars Sullivan right now. Just, it's all retarded.
It wouldn't be smart to.
No. I just know that, like, if you have a significant other that hates wrestling, girls don't have to like wrestling if you're with a girl. They don't have to like it.
Right.
But they have to accept that you like it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they just don't like you.
Just like sports. Like, oh, you like sports?
Yeah, like if you like wrestling and they're not into it and they're like, I want you to watch less wrestling or I don't want you to go to these shows, that person's not for you.
Yeah.
If you have a passion for it and they're not supportive of it, I'm just telling you guys right now, it's going to end badly. Get out now. I don't like that. I don't like when I hear that girlfriends or flip it, boyfriends are not. I mean, it's typically the other way, but, you know, like they're not supportive of something you like.
Right.
Wrestling's not porn. Wrestling's not like something disgusting. Wrestling's just a TV show.
Only a lunatic
that
moron.
That you like to watch.
Only a lunatic moron would think wrestling's porn.
Indeed. Indeed. Agreed.
But no, it's like, you know, look, we all watch stupid shows, right? If you watch any reality show, those are all stupid.
Yeah.
We can admit that wrestling's stupid.
I mean, our mother watches reality shows.
Yeah.
Our sister watches reality shows.
Right.
I think it's the dumbest. Anybody that's watches Housewives of anything.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How do you watch that?
Right.
I don't know. But I'm not going to judge you if that's something you like. We all need things in our life that gives us relief.
Right.
And if going home to watch Housewives of Atlanta or Beverly Hills, wherever these things are, gives you relief and gives you an outlet when you're done with your workday, do it. I'm not going to watch it with you unless you're like, will you please watch this with me? Then maybe I'll watch some with you.
Yep.
But like, I don't know. I hate when I hear that. I hear that a lot because we do this show and we hear a lot of times when like fans are like, yeah, I'm trying to get my girlfriend into it, but she doesn't want me to watch it. She doesn't want you to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just trust me, kids.
There are a couple fans that
get
have
out
it.
Now.
A couple of our fans have it really lucky. I remember one of our fans was like, "Yeah, my girlfriend bought me tickets to WrestleMania and everything." And
yeah,
just
that's supportive.
It was like, damn, that's awesome.
Super supportive.
I wish someone would ever love me that much. all right, time for fan questions. D. Stevenson, hey guys, still loving the podcast. It's the best wrestling podcast out there. Thank you. I guess that's why you're a patron. He says, where's Josh? We need more of him on the podcast. I think he's gone for a while. I mean, he retired.
We haven't heard from him since he was sitting here.
But he says, any chance of a female making an appearance and giving their opinion on the state of WWE? We've had Collins Guilfoy. We did awards with her, and she, you know, we talked to her a little bit.
We never had one in studio, though, all these years, right? A couple times we had a couple chances, and it just didn't happen. So we're not against it.
No.
Not against it.
Mike Everett, why is Keith Lee a wrestler? No one wants to see a fat, agile guy's diving through the ropes. This Mike guy knows.
Who said that?
Mike Everett. He gets it. That's how I feel.
I don't know. Okay. I guess, look, if he disappears tomorrow, I'm not going to cry about it. I really don't care. I'm just saying. I thought the one move was cool.
Yeah. Marcus Munez, who will be Lars Sullivan's first solo match on the main roster that is not an enhancement talent?
Enhancement talent. Who would be a good one for him? Like Big E, let him do like a little feud, one-on-one feud, because you don't care if he wins or loses.
Right.
How's that one?
That's good.
Yeah.
The other rumor is because they're airing the promos on both shows, and they said that they're both, like Stephanie and Shane are both trying to sign Lars Sullivan. Oh. They're saying he's going to just start appearing on both shows and like just murdering people.
Sure.
Which is always good. That's always how you get a monster over.
That's great.
That's what we used to love about Braun Strowman. There'd be a shitty match, and we're like, oh, no, not this match, and then Braun, he comes out and kills them, and it's like, fuck yes.
Well, then, like, Lars should destroy everybody and then be in the ring, and then Braun's music hits, you know what I mean, when he comes back.
Yeah.
That'd be great, a bigger monster to beat the monster.
Yeah.
There's always a bigger fish.
Right. Ran the Man, Push Fire Barry, the first Elimination Chamber match with HBK winning, the first Hell in a Cell with HBK beating Taker, or HBK beating Triple H in the SummerSlam Street Fight at SummerSlam.
That's hard. Let's try to kill one of those. Which one would you kill?
Probably like, what are we firing? Like, are we firing him winning or the match?
No, I guess the match.
Okay, so Elimination Chamber, Hell in a Cell.
I love the Elimination Chamber because that was his first title back.
Yeah, but I would kill that because the other two matches were just so amazing.
Yeah.
They were better. I mean, those were one-on-one matches. The moment of him winning the title was great. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite moments.
We didn't expect it.
It's one of my favorite moments as well.
Yeah.
But if we're talking matches.
That match was great, that Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, it was. In ways,
I mean, the Elimination Chamber.
Well, yeah, they all were
great matches.
They all were.
Well, the Street Fight was disgustingly great.
No, like
they were so bloody.
The Mankind Taker Hell in a Cell, you know, that one lives on the most because of what Mick Foley did.
Yeah.
But in terms of a match, I think the best Hell in a Cell still was Taker and Shawn.
Shawn and Kane.
And Kane. But I think I'd have to push the SummerSlam match because that we weren't. He didn't think he had it, and then he was doing everything again. It was so great.
It's true.
I mean, Ran, this
you
is almost...
You stumped us.
It's almost impossible, dude.
And I like this, because it's not like Push Fire Barry, Stone Cold, Triple H, and The Rock.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not that.
Right.
So this is like a thought. Like, that's a hard one. Very good.
SummerSlam.
Very good question.
Barry,
I'm okay with that.
The Hell in a Cell. But again, they're all amazing.
They're all amazing.
They're all... I mean, the Hell in a Cell and the SummerSlam... I think when I did my HBK list, I mean, those were definitely both in the top 10.
Right.
I think they were both in the top 5, actually. So,
yep.
Yeah. Brian Reaney, what did you guys think of the creepy ending on The Walking Dead? Also, it's my birthday tomorrow. Would it be possible for Stone Cold to...
Happy birthday, Brian. Brian Reaney, happy birthday to you. Have a beer on Stone Cold. Happy birthday.
Okay, so...
Stone Cold's going to pay for that beer?
Sure.
Okay, so did you watch The Walking Dead? Are you caught up?
Yeah.
You watched the season finale? Because
the
someone died.
Mid-season finale?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You saw who died?
Spoiler
alert. Yeah. So you didn't see it or what?
Damn it. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So we can't talk about it.
Okay. Really?
Give me what happened leading up to it.
They're looking for Eugene. They find Eugene.
This wasn't a normal herd.
No, I 100% watched it.
Okay, so you saw the
because end. The coming attractions had
okay, all right, so right? Okay, yeah, okay. We're gonna talk about it if you know.
Is this the last thing then?
No, it's not. Let's backtrack. There's a couple more questions.
We're gonna backtrack.
Mark Furman, how many conspiracies would be uncovered if Jesse the Mind becomes president?
Yeah, he's gonna run for president. You didn't see that rumor? He posted something about...
he did that last time, too, and he didn't run. So I hope he does. I know. I will vote for him.
Yeah. And he'll run as an independent.
Right.
He's always said, you know, an independent has to win
the
presidency to fix politics.
I love his
idea
that there should be no political parties. Right. I love that idea.
Me too. Because
there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because so many people are just Team Republican, Team Democrat. They treat it like it's sports.
Right.
I'm on that team no matter what.
This would be a good time to run. Because the liberal side doesn't have a good candidate right now. And, you know, Trump is Trump.
Yeah. Timothy Wilson, will Adam Cole turn face before he leaves NXT? I don't think so. The Undisputed Era needs to stay together. They need to debut on the main roster.
Time.
And they need to dominate on the main roster.
Yes.
The chances of that happening are slim to none.
Slim to none.
But, you know, we'll see. All right. So that was the last fan questions. We can get to The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead.
I just can't think of who died.
Okay. So spoiler alert. This is the last thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But Jesus died.
Oh, right.
Remember,
right.
It was revealed that the walkers who talked were really humans.
Like, they're humans dressed as walkers, and the walkers can't tell because they got all the shit on them again,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane. The guy ducked. He's going to just kill another walker.
Yes.
He ducks and then just knifes him.
Yeah.
I don't get... So we don't know where Maggie is, right?
No.
Maggie's gone with her child.
Yes.
She put Jesus in charge. He doesn't want to be in charge.
To start up some other community? Why?
Yeah. What do you
think? And something happened with her and Michonne that we don't know.
Something happened with their rival communities now.
Yeah.
You can't go. They're like, whoa, what's up? What do you need? Like, that bad?
Yeah, but at first, then when they get in, they're like all hugging and kissing.
Well, Carol and Michonne, because they're like old friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Carol's still kind of like a, I guess the kingdom's back. So the kingdom has another community, but it's smaller. Because she said, I'm in the kingdom.
I thought they were in Alexandria.
No, Carol went there. Hold on.
I'm so confused.
Carol brought her son to Hilltop
to
drop him off to do but she doesn't live in Alexandria. She lives in the kingdom.
Right.
The kingdom's a thing again.
Yeah.
But haven't really showed us much of the kingdom.
No.
The kingdom's like out in the woods, I think, or something, right?
I guess.
It's
I'm so confused. The problem.
We only had like three episodes to catch us up. And
the problem with this particular episode is everything that happens is because the characters are complete morons.
Yeah.
Negan gets out because the priest leaves the fucking gate unlocked. I mean, give me a fucking break. Also, Judith can have conversations with Negan. Unsupervised conversations with Negan.
Yeah, what is that about?
By the way, they confirm that it's 6 years later.
Six. Okay.
So she's like eight, I guess. She was two or three, I think, before.
She was almost four, but I think they're trying to cheat that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 years later, she's having unsupervised conversations with Negan.
Makes no sense.
What the fuck?
And how is he still in prison? Like, he's just going to be in prison forever?
Well,
this
no,
is how
got,
they start
he
over?
He got out.
Well, yeah.
He's fucking
But I mean, that's their
out.
Idea. We're just going to keep this guy in prison.
Yeah.
He's going to, he gets out and he goes, well, the coming attraction showed that he goes back to, what do they call it?
The
sanctum or the...
Sanctuary.
What was it called? Sanctuary. I know, we're getting confused. So many communities.
I think so.
He goes back to where the saviors used to live.
Yeah.
And he's like home sweet home or something. And is he going to build up a whole new army there?
I guess.
Because he's a leader?
Well, because we don't know what happened to the saviors because before the time jump, they were still a thing. They were trying to save that place.
Yeah, but a lot of them are, you can see that some of them are in the communities now, just becoming members.
Right, and then the ones that defected, Carol murdered
all of them.
Which I liked that they were like, yeah, she's engaged or she's married and she has a kid, quote
unquote. The boy from the
other season? Still a badass.
Right.
And she'll murder whoever
Anybody
the fuck she wants.
To fuck with her family.
Yeah, don't fuck with me.
Right.
So that was good. But overall, it's just they're making stupid mistakes. Negan
but your idea
out.
Of what main characters died after 6 years, because everyone dies, nobody died.
No one died.
They took away nobody.
Yeah.
Just to kill off Jesus.
And like, I think Maggie's not there because, again, she signed to be on another TV show, so they don't know if she's coming back.
Yeah.
Just kill her off. I mean, just rip the Band-Aid. You
Have
know
her come
mean?
On for one episode and just murder her.
Yeah, and the problem is
baby.
Now you have another baby. That's the only problem.
Have the baby get many... bitten, and then the baby crawls up to her. Well, I guess the baby's six now.
The baby's, yeah.
And the baby murders her. Like, that'd be
and
great.
Also, Rick got Michonne pregnant before
so
he...
So that's, did they say that, or she just has a kid now?
No, that's, yeah,
they
that's
said
Rick's.
That. When did they say it?
Because the episode where Rick left... He was like, we should have a baby.
Yeah, but that's it.
No, that's it. Yeah.
One time.
If you watch Talking Dead, they've confirmed it there too. And yeah, that's where they were like, yeah, it was 6 years. 6 years gone past.
Yeah.
Which I hate that you have to watch a recap show to understand the show. It's like, no, explain that in the show.
Explain it in the show.
That it's been 6 years. Explain it in the show that it's Rick's kid, you know, like, but here's how I think the show ends. Because
that's his first kid since Carl, Rick.
I guess, yeah, because you don't know if Judith is really the kid or not.
It's not his.
It's not.
No, I want to see
Shane. Her. Shane does not wear rubbers. He just just goes right in.
Zombie world. We're all going to die soon anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I think the show ends. So they're going to have these trilogies of movies with Rick.
And they're just going to air on AMC. They're going to be
know.
Like
well,
TV
they haven't
events.
Said. I don't know. Okay. But apparently it's a big budget. Maybe it'll be in theaters. I don't know. We'll see. Mm. But I think the only thing is, what if the show gets canceled? Like, what if the ratings drop so bad?
I don't think
because the ratings did drop, but they still get 6 million viewers, which is still amazing for
AMC,
cable.
Yeah,
but they still lost like half their viewers.
I think the reason that they'll keep going is because they can now sell it to Hulu and they can sell it to Netflix, and they'll pay $100 million for these syndicated episodes.
Yeah,
so because of that, it'll keep it alive because they'll get paid.
Right, but obviously,
as long as the network gets a piece,
if the
AMC owns it, I think. I don't think they just air it. I think they kind of own it.
Sometimes
you just air a show.
Yeah.
And sometimes you own a show.
Right.
So I think like the AMC is cool with it because they're going to get profits from when it moves.
I think they
moves.
Do because that they're also producing the movies with Rick. Yeah. But I think the show ends. As long as Walking Dead stays on the air, Rick will make it back for like the last couple episodes, maybe the last episode. And the show will end with the bridge finally getting built. And you know what I mean? I think that's like the big thing. Yeah. It'll be like, we finally did it.
No, everyone needs
I did it for you, Coral.
No, the way it needs to end is one or the other.
They already ruined it.
All of the zombies all just eat everyone and everyone dies. I'd be totally fine with that. And the world is just zombies now. Now the world is all zombies. Or where's Rick? Where's this other community? Is it like a city? Have they started up? Have they found a cure? And they go, not a cure, but... At least everyone can get vaccinated to where it won't happen anymore. Once you kill off all the
zombies. But clearly the place where he's going is evil. Otherwise, why would he stay there?
True.
You know? He has a baby. He has Michonne.
Now, are these going to air? We have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, are these going to be 6 years? Like, one a year? One every 2 years? We don't know.
Can the show last six fucking years? Six more years?
I don't mean that.
That's going to be like 15 seasons of The Walking Dead.
If these are theatrical releases, it'll be 5-6 years before they're all released.
They could rush them.
One, then one, then one.
They pumped out Twilight and Harry Potter movies every fucking year.
Yeah, but those were like, I don't know. You had like a billion fans of those things.
Yeah, you have a lot of Walking Dead fans, especially with Rick. I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know. I'd like to see that they get a result. I'd like to see why.
Everyone's just
show me why in these movies. Why did this happen? Why? Why did zombies happen? Or at least show me, if you don't want to show me that, just show me why now when people die they become zombies, because it wasn't always like that either, I don't think, right?
It was. No, it was.
It always
just,
was?
Yeah, they just didn't know.
They just didn't address it.
They just didn't know. He found out in the last episode of season one where the CDC guy from the Truman Show, he whispered something to Rick.
That was
and
season
then,
one?
Season one.
Oh.
Yeah, it was only six episodes. And then in season two... Like, somewhere in season two, he told them, we're all infected. Whoever, if you die...
Was season two the farm?
Yeah.
Oh, it was? That was season two?
Yep.
Hmm. Well...
AKA the best season.
I guess we...
in my opinion.
I guess we... That's when Shane died in the second season?
Yeah.
I guess...
That season, Shane kills Otis.
Yeah.
Heel turn Shane. Full heel turn. That was amazing, that episode. Because in the beginning, he's shaving his head, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? And then he kills Otis at the end. He's like, I'm sorry. Boom, kill you. You get eaten by zombies because it's the only way to save Carl. And then the mid-season finale, you find out that's, you know, they're looking for Sophia for 8 episodes. Then you find out that Sophia's been in the barn the entire time, and you melt. Because right before that, Shane is like, opens the bar. He's like, we have to kill them all. And like, I was like jumping on my couch, like, yes, I was so team Shane. I was like, kill all the fucking, you have to kill them. And then Sophia comes out and you're like, oh, and
oh,
you die.
No.
And then season two ends with, you know, Rick killing Shane, which obviously I personally hated, but it was still, you know, a great moment.
And then Carl killing zombie Shane.
Zombie Shane. And then the farm catches on fire, gets overrun with zombies, and then they move to the prison.
Anyway, I like answers. I like to know why things happen.
Yeah.
You know, like we thought we were going to learn it from that place, but we didn't learn the why. So I want answers.
I don't think we're going to get that.
No, we won't. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm borderline still in.
I know.
It's really
like, boring. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like watching.
I have to admit,
it's kind of like watching Raw and SmackDown.
No, I'm out if we didn't do this show. I don't think I'd be fast forwarding the entire thing now.
Yeah.
I think I still fast forward a little bit of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like if the priest is sitting on a rock with anyone but Negan and they're just talking, that's a 30-second.
I know. Movie. Dude, I fucking hate the priest. Why the hell? Why is he still alive? Father Gabriel is so fucking boring. I hate him, and he's a fucking idiot.
Right.
Leaving the gate open. That's how you get Negan out? It's not him outwitting someone, which I guess technically he did, because he got Father Gabriel to get so distracted. But come on, that's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And the other guard's right there, too. All right. This isn't...
6 years of having one key to the jail.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't get out.
And that's it? There's not a second lock, like, somewhere else?
You know how I wanted him to get out? Like... He's been healed. Like,
yeah, that's what you thought.
Mind fuck everybody.
You kind of thought that was.
No, we need Negan. Like, he's got great ideas.
That was
like,
Carl's dream.
Right. He's healed.
Yes.
And he comes out and just starts murdering everybody again. Yeah.
He's like, or fuck like you guys. Or like he's fucking, he sells it for like a whole season. And you think it's coming.
Or he face turns, full face turn.
Yeah.
He heel turns in the end.
Right.
Like, he was genuinely good for a while.
But he needs to be good for a long time. But
that'd be great. He's the new star now.
They're doing the
Who else besides Daryl do you care about on the show now? No one. No one, really.
I don't even care about Daryl, honestly. But
yeah, because they've made him such a little bitch. Why is he off by himself now?
I hate everybody.
No, he's looking for Rick. He said that he's still looking for the body. Yeah. He's like, we never found a body.
It's
like,
6 years.
Yeah, it went down the river, most likely, if you didn't find a body by now, dude.
God, and the king is banging your girl, Daryl, because you weren't man enough.
That's his mom.
No.
That's his, you
they
know.
They said he's 2 years older than her on the show. What? I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
I think in real life they might be, but...
I think her white hair throws you off. I think she's younger than you think, and he's older than you think.
In real life?
You know, Daryl's probably 43 in real life.
No, he's like 50.
No, he is?
Yeah, he's old.
Shit. Is he really?
Yeah, he's old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. 50?
Something like that.
All that beautiful hair?
He's not in his... Yeah.
What's his name, Norman?
Daryl. Norman Reedus.
Yeah. Norman Reedus is... 1969. He's 49 years. He'll turn 50 on Dominic's birthday.
50.
50 years
old. He's basically 50, yeah.
So. Wow. Let's see. Carol Walking.
She's probably like 53.
Portrayed by Melissa McBride.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Isn't that like the country singer? Older. 53.
But yeah, I said 53. Holy shit.
They what?
I said 53.
Did you?
Yeah.
So that's close in age, though. They could be going out.
Yeah, but I don't in the show. I don't think they're the same. They're that. I think Daryl is like 35 on the show.
Well, yeah. But by Walking Dead standards, Carol's a hottie.
I know, but I've always seen them more as a mother son thing,
or an aunt nephew.
One time where Carol
they bang. It's
there was like one time where Carol like asked him to go down on her, and he was like, "What?" And even Daryl was like, "Stop it."
What?
Yeah.
Where who?
She asked Daryl to go down on her.
Yeah, I think I remember something.
They were going down like a sewer, and she was like, "Oh, you're going down." He's like, "Stop it."
Yeah,
and that was it.
That's why I always thought there was something between them.
Right,
but it never happened.
Yeah,
Daryl should be banging all the chicks. Why is he not?
Well, again, there's the rumor that he's gay, but he's not banging guys either. So he's
then bang some guys.
I think that he's just like asexual.
Yeah, asexual man.
You know. Yeah.
And was the gay guy on the show? Right?
Eric,
right?
Aaron.
Aaron. Is he with the other guy?
Jesus?
Jesus?
No. He's dead.
Well, I know Jesus
Well,
is
I think
dead.
They were hinting that maybe they were
wrestle. They surprise wrestle each other.
All right.
I want to see him like take
one
his
more
shirt
thing.
Off.
One more
and
thing.
And then surprise wrestle.
At the beginning of the episode, Jesus, is it this episode? I don't remember.
I think
but
it is.
Jesus is riding on a horse, and then someone jumps from the ground. Tackles Jesus off the horse, and you're
one
like,
of them
holy
dies.
Shit.
One of them dies on that.
And it's Aaron, and he's just like, always be prepared. You could have broken his fucking leg. I mean, that was just ridiculous. Yeah.
Christopher Reeve died this way.
Yeah, I mean, that was just so over the top stupid.
Ugh.
But that's,
and then they're wrestling.
I think half this podcast has been about Walking Dead
wrestling.
At this point.
They're wrestling.
Yeah.
Blah.
Anywho. Anyways, that's all for the Walking Dead podcast.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
Later, guys. Boom. Keith Lee didn't do his thing.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking shouldn't. What's wrong with like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling but only part time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh.
Lashley.